we're going to do one more tune and then take a little break here. And then Doc will do a solo set and then bring his grandson Richard out. And then I'll come out and close the show. We used to come out at the end and sign things, but the last few times we've done that, Doc has caught a cold or something, and we just can't do that. But we did sign a bunch of CDs before, so they're out there. And the Legacy's out there, some posters are out there. And then also Charles has some back issue records of Doc, some of these greats that you may not have in your collection. Every single one of them is great, I can promise you. Every single record this man has ever made is great. And I have them all, listen to them all the time.
I've got all of the originals, or I mean, Rosalie and I together have, and also I have a bunch of the compilation records that our agent, Mitchell Greenhill, has compiled from a lot of the records, and he found some recordings that hadn't been on any of the records.
Yeah, those are really good ones. We're going to close out this set with A Train That Carried My Girl From Town. I'm going to dedicate it to Jeff Hurst, my buddy down here from David Holt, Lightning Bolts, that we always do this song. We learned it from Wade Maynard. Doc and I both did, basically, you know?
Well, I learned some of it from Wade. Yeah. Some of it I learned from Frank Hutchinson.
Frank Hutchinson first.
I heard him first, and then that Wade comes up with some better slide playing.
Yeah. I think Frank recorded it in 1927, Wade in 1935, and Wade is still alive. He's from Weaverville, North Carolina, but lives up in Flint, Michigan. He's 101 now. So we're going to think about Wade when we do this song and play Train That Carried My Girl From Town.
If I live to 101 and I can still pick, I hope I can still sing.
I don't know, man. The only guy that I know is 85 and still sing that good. That's pretty incredible, I think. And maybe you'll play here on your 101st birthday.
Well, you never know. I kind of like to go see Merle before that much more time goes by. You know?
Well,
I think about it, David. I don't know how any of you folks' faith is, but I found what I needed about 5 years ago. I wasn't a Christian all those years I lived. From the time I was 14, I was baptized then. But I found out one day when I was in the hospital, I'm going to tell them a little short version of this, that I was going to die if something didn't happen. And the Heavenly Father's presence was right over here, as real as you are. And I said, Lord, I know I'm going to die. I know I'm going to die as good as I want to know it. And would have, I believe, if I hadn't done some humble prayer. And I said, I'd like to live. Please forgive me of my sins. I don't want to die and go to hell. Well, he did, and the load was lifted, and I knew how to live. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I guess it's 5 years ago now, Randy Travis sang a song called Dr. Jesus. And the third time it got around to that part where it says, Lord, there's so many out there that need you, do you think you could work me in? Well, it wasn't funny, honey, not one bit. He sang that verse with tears in his voice. And I said, Lord, that verse is for me. I need you. And he steps up right here and says, I'm here. That was a serious thing to tell before this song, but this boy, I got into it. I shouldn't have gone that far with it. I could have had
it. It was fascinating, don't you think? It's okay. And then he was re-baptized in the river up by up near Deep Gap, and man, that was quite an event right there.
Yes, sir, David. And I still remember that day, and I still have those shoes. I pull the insoles out of them and put new ones in them and ride them out, and I still wear them in the summer. Okay, but now I didn't tell you the full details of my testimony, but Randy's sermon and song did it for me. And it's a simple thing, but the Heavenly Father, I'm not a preacher, but I'm going to tell you all something you might muddle around in your head and think about. The good Lord in heaven, the Heavenly Father that loves us all, does not drag you into the heavenly kingdom by the hair of the head. You have to accept his Son.